Blog Talk Radio. to everyone listening. This is The Inkwell, where we want to know what moves your pen, right here on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours? Well, it's another night to hang out and have fun with you guys. Q is already jumping, and I'm looking forward to having an amazing time tonight. I'm hoping to see a whole lot of fantabulous heavy hitter poets that are going to bring us through this evening with wisdom and fun and entertainment and everything else. We are going to have an amazing time. I'm going to be giving you a little piece of my poetry, and then we're going to kick it over to who's online. So we're going to start it off with this piece, which I just finished, that I called Chocolate Goddess. I am queen, goddess of my melanin. I walk proud of my heritage, never looking down. Even though the life blows are harsh, I remain in God's light, pouring from his pitcher of blessings back into my milk sweet heart. My visage is comely, hiding the battle scars within. Only a warrior queen can show up, sweet, dark, rich, and desirable, in a world where chocolate is only seen as a treat, while vanilla is valued as precious. So see me however you will, but know my soul is rooted deep in the ancestral teachings. And though I may not be pure, I am steeped in my culture. I cannot be shaken, for I stand in the history many have tried to hide, hearing the voices of those gone before, for the griots whisper it in my ears on the wind, perched here to carry this warrior heart from tribes gone on before. I will not be unrooted from my unrecorded history. And this chocolate goddess will remain in your mind's eye long after my perfume fades and my strength wanes, because I was blessed to carry this melanin for all to see, and my story must be told and passed down to generations forever. I'm Liz, and you've just been serviced. And that's the way we're starting it off tonight. But I see our very first caller is getting ready to blow the winds of the hurricane through this building. What's happening, Kimbrella Renee?
What's up, Queen? How are you?
I am so good. It is a beautiful Friday evening.
Oh, my goodness. It is, and no better way to spend it than to be right here on the Inkwell with our sister Lisa Lips. Everybody come one, come all, tell a friend, bring a friend, come and spill on this mic. You're going to get filled up, poured into, and be able to release. I know it's going to be some dynamic poetry coming through this evening.
Absolutely. I am looking forward to seeing what happens in here tonight, because the last show I was in was so on fire that I had to get my fire hydrant out because it was dangerous in here.
Listen, you know we cut up at the Renaissance Poetry Jam. Shout out to the main host, Keith Eric, a.k.a. the Renaissance Poet. And, yeah, we have a good time. We busted up to get them ready to come over here and get some of that sensual, sultry vibe going on. I love Phyllis Hyman. Love the way you started off the show, and I absolutely have to compliment you on that piece. I mean, this piece was so beautiful. Queen, you said my visage is comely, hiding the battle scars within. Only a warrior queen can show up, sweet, dark, rich, and desirable in a world where chocolate is only seen as a treat. Oh my. You better spit. You better spill. That right there, my God, talk about just understanding your worth and coming into that understanding. That stanza right there, oh, my God, love it. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. I actually just finished that just before the show. And it was from a picture prompt that a friend of mine had posted. She posted it just because she liked the picture. And I told her it looked like a prompt. So I stole it off of her page. And and stuck it in my archive and just worked on it little by little.
That was a beautiful muse. And if you guys don't know what she's referring to, check it out on the event page. You know, she was nice enough to share the picture with me. I posted it there. You'll see a copy of your host's beautiful work that she just shared with you all. I mean, that is an excellent muse, and you did it justice. You did that justice.
Thank you so much. Now, I know you didn't come up in here without having some fire to spit on his mic.
Oh, you know I wouldn't come through empty-handed now, Queen. I can't come through my sister's platform with nothing. You already know.
But look,
so when you are ready, I will share with you.
All right, so I brought in an extra box of mics because folks been burning up things in here lately. So I'm going to give you the first golden mic out of the box, and we're going to let you step into the spotlight. Mic is yours.
All right. He's been awaiting her presence for hours, yet imagining this very moment. Since the day they met, he employed his time by booking reservations on that side of his chest where the percussion of the Most High manifests, just so her mind could rest easy when she arrived. He could hear her footsteps approaching, and the jingling of her keys reminds him of wind chimes when kissed by a subtle breeze. She opens the door, and he could see her mind filing folders that begin to fold her shoulders as the world's waist welled within her eyes until it beat her brows into a scowl. And from the howling of the wind to the sky's blue skin, their windows expose evidence that she was not alone in this onset of tumultuous rain. See, each tap on the panes tapped on her pain as the path to their bedroom became a sentimental mood subdued in Duke Ellington's blues. See, lately, her days had fingertips like Jimi Hendrix, manipulating the forecast of her soul strings into turbulent weather as thunder rolled into her throat and painted lightning all over her face. See, it's that moment when life imitates art, yet she felt nothing like a masterpiece, but more like a shipwreck lost in a sea of grief while life looped in condolences and RIPs that collapsed her to her knees. And she breathes, sitting in the seat of her silence on their bedroom floor, inhaling and exhaling cosmically for clarity while rocking her body and running her fingers through her temperamental crown as it fussed about the pain of submitting to the brittle command of her bothered fingers until every strand demanded a drink. And just as her posture began to shrink, he selflessly recruited himself as her main bartender. He parted her hair with the most tender touches, then served warm coconut oil to worship the curved roots that he designed. It baptized her roots within every slide. Scriptures of stimulation and high vibration surged through his fingertips in a slow dance upon her scalp. Her thoughts began swarming in sweet metaphors like bees to a honeycomb, and their sacred language was created, translated, and spoken. He flavored her in his fervor, massaging her from follicles to feet. It was like love was too weak to define how much he could adore her, like he'd be there for her until the end of time where his purple rained libations into her mane, and she sucked all the riches lifting her into the most radiant shine. His peace invaded her veins, switching the lanes of her spirit with no break. See, he had no fear of getting pulled over as he entered her state of mind. Because, see, he had a license to drive, to lead, to protect. And he met her in that very place that was robbing her of feeling safe. He then sat on the floor, scooted up right behind her, wrapping his legs securely around hers until he was completely draped around her and cradling her frame. See, he became her cape, her knight in melanin armor, and it calmed her as she felt his heart delivering pulse patterns of passion upon her spine. And at the perfect time, he leaned over and whispered these words in her ear, "Just let me cover you with my last name." Enti.
Listen, I ain't even got words. You come in with such power with everything you bring. Tell us what made you, tell us the story you wanted to tell.
Yes, so the story I wanted to tell was just being able to show or give everyone a picture of how beautiful Black love is, for one, and how beautiful it is when one knows how to nurture another from the craziness in this world. This world, you know, as we step outside our front door, I mean, you're willing to run into anything and everything. And the thing that, you know, those of us who have mates have to learn how to be is each other's peace. We have to learn how to be the calm when the other person is kind of going through, you know, the tumultuosity of the world. Like, it gets crazy. And, you know, instead of, you know, taking it personal or joining in, you know, the up and down roller coaster of whatever your mate is experiencing, you know, be that, know how to be that one to level out and let them have the floor so you can help guide them to that place of peace. Learn and understand what it is that even brings them into that space. And it's small things that don't even cost anything. It could be a simple massage. It could be just wrapping your arms around them, just as I, you know, kind of painted out. It could be just whispering a few words of affirmation in the ear. We have to learn those things that set the mood to bring us into that safe space that we all need away from the world. So that's what I wanted to paint.
Absolutely. And what inspired you to write this?
My perfect idea of someone loving you when you're unlovable. Those moments when you're the most unlovable, like you just had the worst day, the worst week, and your emotions are out of whack, and you just, you know, you just are not in the best space. And somebody being able to love you, like they had a day planned out where, you know, they were going to do something different, but they had no idea that you were not going to be operating in your best space. And instead of them looking at you through a cracked vision, a flawed vision, they just took that and loved on you even more. So, yeah, you know, I think we all deserve to have somebody to be able to love us, even when we're not the most lovable.
Okay. I understand that. Man, I understand that more than I want to.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I do too. I wrote it on one of those days where I felt just like that. And I painted a perfect picture. I kind of like went into a safe space for myself. And then that piece was born.
Okay. All right. Well, sis, that was smoking hot. And I so appreciate you coming through. If you can hang out and pop into that event page for a little bit, that would be greatly appreciated.
I definitely will try to hang on as much as I can. I love what you're doing, sis. I'm so proud of you. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic. Sister Kimbrella Renee, better known by most as the Hurricane, has just blown through the studio. And next up on the mic, I see a favorite of mine, Mr. Joe, the verbal mind dancer. What's happening?
Hey, hey, Lisa Lips, how you doing, Queen?
I am good. I am so honored to have you here.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Now, I know you're going to come through because you always come through. I love, first of all, you just have this way about you. You tell these stories that sound like an old Mike Hammer movie, and I love it.
Oh, man, I used to love me some Mike Hammer. Yeah, cool.
So what did you bring for us tonight?
Oh, I bought a little something. I don't know. Tell me what you think.
Okay, well, I'm going to step out the way. The mic is yours.
Don't you want to know what love is? A very beautiful person may not know what love is. It's painful, I'll tell you that. I don't think it should be. It's lonely, oftentimes one-sided. I don't think it should be. It's spoken without meaning, but if you don't know what love is, it's given and taken away. It's an untouchable, tangible. It's a feeling of calm. It can be felt for an enemy or lost to a friend. It can make you wait days for a call. It can make you lose sleep worrying. It can warm your heart, make you smile, give you a glowing spirit. Still don't know what love is? It's not just being happy with someone, missing them when they're gone. It's so much more than the love of sports, the love of a favorite dish, of course, the love of a painting, I feel like I'm fainting, and oh, how I love the character of your face. Deep down, though, I feel you can only know what love is when you yourself are loved by you. I see kindness, completeness in your dainty face. Your lipstick placed ever so smoothly, fine black hair laying over where your eyes part. They're so dark. Yet they sparkle with the light that gives fright to the darkness. And you are such a mystery, yet who you are sends joy to me. While this void in me is filled with some temporary pleasure, I doubt whether or if ever I'll ever know you. In being clever, I failed to weather the storm, so back to my norm, my cage, my stage at which I perform. The show must go on. I feel warm. The snows of February have fallen around me. I replay the vision of you in my head. The wind blows and no chill do I feel. I have become a beast. That's what my heart tells me. My heart fails me from time to time. I think the scales be off when weighing me. This plays a tragedy, but this night, yes, this night, I will look upon the face of desire. You don't know me, just of me and I of you. I am willing to open my door for you where you knock. Will you set the clock back to a time when my smile wasn't forced? I want to celebrate Valentine's Day instead of making excuses when it's useless. So many fruitless days, I can't count the ways I've wasted time hiding me. Can you set me free? You continue to listen to what my heart's been missing, my soulful broadcast, this just in. There's a warming trend. Expect emotional flooding. Love is budding in my winter's thaw. Poem.
Now listen. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer was speaking a little bit, but I heard a little bit of Lou Draws in there, too.
Just a tad.
Just a little bit.
Thank you.
Now, tell us what made you write that piece.
Oh, man, you know, falling in and out of love and stuff like that tends to sharpen one's pen a little bit, so, you know.
Yeah, sadly, I know. Beautiful.
I think
people.
We all know.
Yeah, well, beautiful piece. Absolutely. Brother Joe, I am always honored when you come through.
Oh, it's, you know, thank you for the format. You know, thank you for having the show. It's a pleasure.
I love seeing you on my feed. I love seeing you anywhere, man. Anywhere I can hear you spit. Anywhere I can hear you spit. It's always an honor. It's always a pleasure. Now, I'm going to show you your way on over here to the Spill Lounge. And I hope you find it comfortable. Kimbrella's in and out over there, but the bar is open. There's some good brandy on the bar tonight, so I hope you enjoy.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely.
Oh, absolutely. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
That was Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Coming on through, bringing us some love poetry tonight, some heartbreak. I cannot say that I have not experienced that, but Brother Joe made it sound so beautiful. So I'm going to take a moment here to pay a couple bills, and then we'll get back to this lineup here on Epiphany Radio.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is the Inkwell. If you want to join us on stage, it's very easy. Give us a call, 319-527-6300, and press the 1 so we know you want to jump in the queue. And if you're listening online, then you got about another hour and a half before the Blog Talk Lady decides it's your time to go. So I advise you to call 319-527-6300. And press that 1 if you want to jump on stage. Now, up next, I see another member of the Epiphany family down here in the queue. She is one half host of the King and Queen's Quarter and one half host of Divas Talk. We have the one and only La Pearl La Negra. Hey, sis, what's going on?
What's up, Diva? Loving the show, man. The poetry is so good. Joe with his smooth self. And the hurricane came through and she smoothed things out, too. I'm like, oh, okay.
we got a little bit of heavy hitters coming in tonight, and I am quite thrilled with that.
As you should be.
I really am glad to have you here as well. You are no slouch amongst this crowd, trust me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I try.
You succeed.
Thank you.
What did you bring for us tonight?
Well, this piece is untitled, and I actually just realized that I wrote this thing like last year sometime, and I never did title it, but I am the queen of untitled pieces.
Well, I am going to readjust the spotlight and move on out of your way and mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again. I know miracles never run out because my friends have all the love they deserve and have been longing for. And I love that for them. So I stay open to the possibility of perhaps someday I'll receive mine. And I won't deny I'm writing this with partial blurred vision. I'm holding back tears welling up in my heart. but it's just remnants of a loneliness hold from abandonment, heartbreak, and lies told. See, I used to wonder how someone could love and would continue to love through heartbreak and even after through the loneliness. So when you come to me, come in peace, not in pieces, trying to give me destruction covered in a thin layer of pacifying love. Because I don't chase hearts anymore. I know myself, and I deserve a love that's a safe space for my soul. And I'm grateful that my heart won't grow cold and hard, because when true love does show up, the opening for the love I have to give will be all the space needed within me still. For the one who won't snatch his heart from me because we have some imbalance sometimes. For the one who knows everything about me and will still see room for growth from the life in my eyes. For the one who I don't have to love in the dark because he knows that I am the keeper of his royalty, his escape from an unruly, disrespectful world, and the guardian of his sacred space of trust for his heart, mind, and soul. I don't need rescuing. I need the secure slumber in my forever night's arms, my always waking greeted kiss with the rising sun. I need that look back at me where I see my eternity. And that's that peace.
Yes. Tell us about this piece. What made you write this piece?
Because I have, all right, so let me put it this way. I've known control over me from someone else. I've known so much heartbreak. I've known I've gotten pieces of people, not their whole part of them or the major part of their heart. I've gotten everything but love. I've never known true, pure love to come from someone for me. And I was writing about recognizing who I am now, and I refuse to take anything less than what I can give. If you can give more, that's all the more better. But I will not give pieces of me, samples of me, and I won't take it. I won't accept it either. You either come wholeheartedly or just keep on walking past me. If I can't look, if I can't wake up next to you and see forever in your eyes, I don't want you next to me.
Okay. I can understand that. I have been guilty of accepting less than because I didn't want to be alone, and I learned that lesson the hard way, that that never works out well.
That's right.
You know, you have to make a decision and then stick to it. That you're going to give yourself that value even if nobody else will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I refuse to downplay myself, dumb down myself to protect somebody's feelings or ego anymore, because every time I did that, I was left standing alone when they got their fill. They got the good. They got whatever they needed, and then they just leave. I'm not giving up myself like that. No more samples of me. That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
That was a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Now, I know you got like 13 jobs here on Epiphany, so let us know what you got coming up.
Oh, man, I just be trying to help y'all. But you can catch me on Wednesday night at 9, co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP, and Divas Talk. And we don't have a topic yet. It's up in the air, but I'm pretty sure whatever we come up with, y'all going to love it. And you can catch me every Monday night co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. And that show is just bring what you like, bring what you got. Back to you, Diva.
All right. Well, look, I think Joe is over there testing out the brandy. So I'm going to send you on over to the Spill Lounge. Make sure he don't total up too many things over there. And Kimbrella's hanging out over there somewhere. So y'all get over there and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you, Diva. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Man, listen. Folks are not playing in here tonight. And I see the next caller coming up ain't coming in to play no jokes either. Because I see C-Double-34 Music. What is going on, brother?
Perfect timing. I just found me a parking spot, and I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am great. I am having a good time in here tonight.
Yeah, you got a great lineup going on, and Hurricane, I missed her, so I'm going to catch the replay on Hurricane. Joe the Verbal, it just takes me back to those blaxploitation movies once again.
Mm-hmm.
And as for Danielle, there are good men out there. Sorry I'm taken, but, you know, there are good men out there. So here we go.
And, you know, that is the problem. Every good man you come across has already been snatched up.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah. But
I still have
great appreciation for you.
Yeah, I do understand what she was going through with that. I understand what you were going through talking about filling the void and all that stuff. That's what I did before I got married once again, looking for love in all the wrong places. That's that's what I did. So,
well, I am anxious to know what it is you brought for us tonight.
Piece that I wrote this morning called Surgical Precision.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get out of your way and move the spotlight up a little bit because I think you're a little bit taller than Danielle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to clear the deck here and the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm fighting against slipping into darkness where people surrounded me sitting on this park bench. I refuse to participate in becoming their hostage. So they ostracized me by announcing that I've become an Uncle Tom again. I won't commit to what they want me to do. They start debates and arguments while throwing rocks, saying, "What's wrong with me? I'm not of this world." And that makes me an oddity inside this odyssey of hoop and hollering. I don't honor these scary costumes for Halloween. I'm just a man of the God I serve, and I'm not defined by colored skin. From their curse words, I get punched again, but I still absorb the punishment, never running from my stance of not worshiping this government. I'm a doctor that operates properly to my own heartbeat, using my stethoscope as I step through folks depressed, speaking less of hope. My message falls on deaf ears because it seems like they're controlled by experimental medicines that injected fear from the question I asked. If you say you are a king or queen, how did you become oppressed and have your kingdom overtaken? The side effects of saying that you're woke and not awakened is whining and complaining in every statement with loss of concentration during trials and tribulations, an increase of impatience when people like me don't say yes in agreement to what is racist? A propensity to fake it like that lady, Rachel Dolezal, who wanted to be like so much of y'all. She said she was black for the cause. Who wanted to be honest? Your national anthem should be sung by Carl Thomas. You're so emotional. While this government keeps bringing it like the rock, saying shut your mouth and know your role. Smell what I'm cooking? Because this is your brain on drugs, sponsored by FEMA and Pfizer, and advertisements in the future, my Mekhi Pfeiffer, to control dangerous minds and gangsters' paradises, like Michelle Pfeiffer. So we can keep fighting, but when are we going to stop crying with crap and diapers just to show that we are in alliance? Logical thinking is my mind state that defines my fate. So excuse me if I don't drink from the same Mad Dog 2020. I see double. The wasted energy of people spreading legs to get equality with who you call your enemies. Wouldn't those ancestors who suffered to death you keep remembering, if they were alive today, slap you in the face and say, aren't you better than that? That's my diagnosis of a world that's comatose yet. Jay-Z complained that Beyonce didn't get another award. But wait, aren't you supposed to be Jehovah? Ain't you supposed to be omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent? I think you better do as thou wilt and keep it 100 on the scoreboard like your master, Aleister Crowley, told you. In peace.
Listen, your wordplay is always amazing, and then you even managed to slip your own name into that one. I love that. So explain to us what made you write that piece.
Knowing that it's Black History Month, it's just, I'm the kind of guy that asks questions that people don't want to ask. I'm that kind of guy that's not going to just accept what the government categorized and classified and labelized who I am. I'm a human spirit. This flesh ain't going to heaven with me. So
right. So
when people can call themselves black, that's fine. No problem. Stick with that. Me, I'm just a little bit more than that. I'm a character.
Okay. I fully agree, man. Listen, we have to be proud of who we are as a people, or else we will fail. But we do not have to be limited by who we are either. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming through with that piece.
I want some peppermint schnapps now. I know they don't make it anymore, but I want it anyway.
I used to like me some peppermint schnapps, too.
You shoot fresh breath and you get tipsy. I'm good.
Right. It covers all bases. Well, listen, maybe I could dust off a bottle from the archive and have it brought up for you. How about that?
Yeah, I'll take a vintage. I'll be good.
Okay. It may be a little stronger than normal, but you know how to handle it.
Yeah, I'll have my kid play High Top Fade when that happens, so we'll be fine.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming through.
You're welcome. One love, one mic to you, Lisa.
One love, one mic. Man, look, I am loving this. Everybody's coming through with these strong pieces. Now, I see another person here in the queue, but I am not quite sure who this is. So, area code 213, the mic is open. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, this is Candy Baby. I really wasn't ready.
Hey, Candy Baby, man. I am so excited to hear you here.
How are you doing this Friday?
I'm excited to be here. Great. Listen, I am trying to save everybody's information so I can know who everybody is. But Listen, the last time I heard you, I was so blown away, I didn't even know what to say. So I am excited to see you here on my stage.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here. I love your work too, sis. You are incredible. An incredible poet. So thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Absolutely. Now, I know you have brought some power for us tonight. So I'm going to clear the deck.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a love piece. Then.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let me adjust this mic down a little bit. C-double was a little tall, and I know that I am vertically challenged, so I'm going to give you a little more space here and get out of the way. Mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
We reclaim the name of Bonnie and Clyde, change the theme, open new narrative. Hop on a fantasy train, take a ride with me as I pour into your dreams, Coretta, me, I'ma crown you king. Honor your militants, that's why I bury cayenne around the ground, surrounding the house, just in case the pigs send the dogs out. Steadfast loyalty, Shabazz me, protect my king, they won't X mines out. Let's make love easy. I want to make love easy. Interchangeable energy that vibrates for an eternity. Think in the ambiance of the feeling. Simultaneously heartbeats synchronize beautiful melodies composed by love. Flow like rivers through your spirit. Pray with you, for you, and over you. Listen to your ambitions. The God in you deserves a queen that believes in the lessons from your failures as she relishes in your successes. A vault that holds the key to your innermost secrets and vulnerabilities. Older when this world attempts to strip you of your brilliance. Tissue for your tears. Let's make love easy. Teach me the virtues of submission. How to be a woman that complements your magnificence. Reflects the glory of your wisdom. Mirrors your gallant bravado. A crescendo of your resilience, feed me mentally. Don't bind trauma, unbind healing. Pour into me, protect me. Words are powerful. Practice open communication. Nourish me. Flourish in my body as we become one. Explore me. Take hold of me. Guide me to ecstasy. Make love easy. Let's make love easy. Blend families, magnificence of you, me plus our seeds, rooted in the perfection of our unity, emboldens love. Black magically, making love easy. Make love easy. Say I do. I do. Yes, I do. Want to make love easy with you. Yes, I do. Candy baby. In peace.
Listen, it's that little bit of a giggle that just takes me over the top. So tell me, what inspired the piece?
I was given a challenge to incorporate an Eric Moore piece called Easy, and Sunny Patterson, We Made It, incorporate the themes from their pieces and mesh it into one piece by Written in Pain. And this is what I came up with. I don't have no boyfriend or anything that inspired it. I ain't going to lie to y'all. But it's just my ideal of what love is and would be for me. And that's how I would want my love to be. militant guy that comes home and he's able to relax and be catered to when he's in the house after he's through fighting the world. That's what I tried to convey through this piece.
Okay. That was absolutely excellent. I've heard you do a lot of things, you know, a few different styles, and every time you never miss. It's always fire.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate you hosting me on your stage, love. And
absolutely.
I'll come back when you open again.
Absolutely. Do not be a stranger. I love your work.
Thank you.
Lead you on over here to the Still Lounge. Hang out and see what might be left. I think C Double might allow you to have a little bit of that peppermint snap.
Okay, I got my cup ready. I got my cup in my hand.
Okay.
I'm ready. All right. All right. See
one
you next
love,
time.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
We have been thoroughly blessed by Candy Baby coming through with that heat on the microphone. And it is not going to get any better as I see my friend in line here. Let me open this mic. What's happening, Mr. Lewis? Speak.
What's going on, Miss Lips? How you doing tonight?
I am great. I am so glad you're here. I love when you're here because you always surprise me with whatever you bring.
Now, I might have a little something. I had to try to go in the trick bag tonight to see what I got for you.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I know you're an artist and you're sensitive about your shit, so I'm just going to step out the way and let you have this mic.
I'm going to take y'all back a little bit. I'm going to take you back to the 90s, you know, when you was at the radio station. That spot from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m., they called it the Quiet Storm, right? So people can type Quiet Storm. Watch me work. My phone rings. And on the other end, his voice of a lady that I was thinking of. She tells me that radio station WPAT is on point tonight, and she's in the mood to make love. She says, baby, I want to feel you out of me, and tonight I want you to make my body all yours. She said that she was turned on by the music Mr. Jim and I was playing tonight as she listened to The Quiet Storm. I tell her that I'm fresh out of the shower, and I will soon be on my way. So I hopped on I-20 and turned on my radio to see what would be the new that this brother would play. I heard Rome, I Belong to You. Then After Seven was singing Baby Real. Then I heard that song Two Occasions from Babyface and The Deal. As I hit the exit, he began to play that song by Joe called Love Scene. Now I can't wait to touch my lady in the right spots and make her scream. As I pulled into the drive, her Al B. Sure singing Night and Day. When Coco Belladonna came to the door, she greeted me in such a sensual way. Then I heard Johnny Gill singing I'm in the Mood. She was stripping me out of my clothes as I was kissing her lovely body. And she said, baby, please give me what I need. I can't wait to feel your love and flow. Then I heard Tank and Jay Valentine singing that song I Love You Slow. This would continue for the rest of the night as I took her to a place called Ecstasy. She would continue to reach her highest heights. We finished this explosive night with smiles on our face and a bond that can never be torn. I can't wait to run this back tomorrow night as we listen to The Quiet Storm. I am Mr. Lewis Speaks, and you've just been spoken to. Peace.
Yes, I have been spoken to. Now, that was kind of sexy. I haven't heard you say that kind of stuff, so I'm feeling the heat a little bit. So what inspired that piece?
That piece was inspired by what I said. It just took it back to the 90s. I took it back to my high school days. You know, you call in, and I actually used to be on a couple of radio shows as a high school kid. in my area. And a friend of mine worked at Quiet Storm, and he would let me speak. And I would say, hello, I am Mr. Gemini, and I want to say goodnight to all of the ladies in this area. But I need you to call me up and tell me what song you would want me to play. And the phone lines would light up. So I thought about that, and I said, you know what, let me write this piece.
Absolutely. It's amazing. I've worked in radio all of my life, and it always is fascinating to me how you can open the voice with the right male voice, and every woman in the city will call that request line just because they heard that voice.
So true. So true.
I had a friend back in the day that was interested in doing radio, but he wanted to learn the technical. He kept saying he didn't want to open the mic, but he had this smooth bass voice. So one day I had him running the board, and I said, open the mic. He liked to faint it. I was like, open the mic. It will be fine. He opened the mic and did a station identifier. Nothing else. Didn't say anything. And it was a gospel show. Just did a station identifier. Every sister that had not made it to church yet jumped on the phone line. They all wanted a request all of a sudden. But when I was running the mic, you didn't care about no requests. It's that voice. So listen. Listen. So I appreciate you coming through. I hope you hang around and enjoy the rest of the show. So what is it that you're going to hit?
Most definitely, most definitely. I just want to say, keep doing what y'all are doing. I love the shows. You know, just giving us poets a platform to come in and spit. I'm actually going to start doing more poetry on my Instagram, on my TikTok, whatever. Follow me at Mr. Lewis Speaks. You know, I love to converse, I love to collab. So, hey, let's get it.
Absolutely. Now, what is it that you want to drink over there on that bar?
Oh, man. You know what? I really don't drink, but right now, give me a shot of that Louis XIV.
Oh, okay, all right. And the pinky in the air, kind of a sip. I got you.
Yeah, that.
I appreciate you coming through. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Be blessed.
Thank you. That was Mr. Lewis Speaks, one of my favorite poets here on these shows. He's a newbie coming through, but he's not new to poetry. And he hits hard, and I love it. It's about that time. We're about an hour out from the beginning here. Let's drop in another promo, and then we'll get back to these callers, okay?
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presents poetry in all different genres and formats. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, co-hosted by Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, Chantel Archibald, a.k.a. Infinite Myasia, 9 p.m. And then on Monday nights, we have the Get Down with the Dirty Duo, Van Meadows and Akil Ali.
Take your fun.
That is right. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And if you want to get a hand up on some of this jewelry, you can find them on Facebook, on Amazon, on a whole bunch of different platforms. But if you can't find it anywhere else, make sure you get in touch with us here. Somebody will put you in touch. The author Larry Maddox, he is the creator and designer for the entire line, as well as the owner-operator of Epiphany Network. And we all are grateful to have him, because without him, there would be no us. Now, if you're listening, you've got just under an hour. You got about 56 minutes to get in here and call in at 319-527-6300. Because if you're not in here before 10 p.m., you're going to be booted. The Blog Talk Lady don't play. 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. If you're not here with us on the phone, you're going to get cut off. And I know you don't want to miss anything that's happening in here, because these folks did not come to play. The poetry is hitting hard tonight. All right. So, again, that dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please don't forget to press 1 if you want to join us here on stage. All right. So the next one I see coming up is another member of the Epiphany family. She is one half host of Divas Talk. This is Mrs.
VIP.
Hey, sis.
Hey, sis.
How are you?
I am great.
I am
it
great.
It is good to see you.
It is good to see you.
Yeah. Oh, amazing show so far. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
Thank
and I know
you're
going to keep the heat rolling.
I know
you're
going to keep the heat rolling.
I'm going to try to.
All right, so what did
All
you bring
right, so
us
to? What did you bring us to?
This is a piece I actually titled, for once. It's called I Stay Busy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move out the way. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I stay busy to escape from a world that wants me dead spiritually so I cannot fight back, a world where jealousy, resentment, and hatred rule. If you ever lived on the street yet remained off the street, your mama didn't raise a fool. I stay busy. Every day I hear sirens. By the evening, it's on the news, another murder or other crimes. Thinking of my nativity, I'd have peace and quiet here in a retirement community. But I stay busy to ease my troubled mind when anxiety threatens to overcome me, and I do my best not to eat. I pick up a book, try to stay at peace by nook or crook. I stay busy because I hardly sleep. I refuse to take dope because it will take away all hope of being me. I stay busy because at my age, it's easy to languish in front of the TV. I veg out some weekends, but that really isn't me. I stay busy, put smiles on people's faces. No, I'm not a people pleaser, but it blesses me to be kind. It doesn't hurt in the least. So I will stay busy honing my artistic skills, keeping in the know, and staying away from the world's ills. And that's that piece.
Listen, sis.
Listen,
I
sis.
Know how that feels,
man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you...
Idle hands
of the devil's workshop.
Idle hands of the devil's workshop.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I, too, do try to stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
It don't always come out that way.
That's true.
That's true, too.
So what inspired you to write that?
you know what, Lisa, I came from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and right in the suburbs on the outskirts of Philly. But Nevertheless, I heard signs every day, almost like every other minute. It just felt like that, you know. But in actuality, it was probably like every hour on the hour. And I'm thinking, what is it? Why is it so crazy? And then I come down here to a retirement community in Florida, and what am I hearing first thing in the morning? Silence. I'm hearing in the afternoon, silence. I'm thinking, wait a minute. I tried to come away from it. But I was naive. You know how that goes. But, you know. But, yeah,
some stuff you don't ever get away from. Thought I would.
Yeah.
I'm out here in Little Bitty Tuskegee. Mm-hmm. And I still be hearing traffic noises, gunshot, all kinds of things. Sis, tell us what you got coming up on your 50.
Oh, my goodness. As aforementioned by La Perla Negra, we are in Divas Talk every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And we never have a topic until, almost the day of the show, but it's a topic that we can all have dialogue with, and we have great music. And I'm telling you, the poets come in and show out. They show up, show out. I'm thinking, whoa. So if you missed Wednesday evening, y'all need to go back and hit that play button because it was on. It was on. So we had a good time. We always do. So back to you, Diva.
All right. What is it that you're going to hit the drink over there?
Well, I don't drink, but I think I'll have iced tea. How about that?
No, we got plenty of iced tea.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic. Mrs. VIP has come and blessed the mic for us. I think I'm going to take a little bit of a music break here, and then we'll get back to this queue. Again, that dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, please, please press that 1 so you can get on this mic. Let's take a little break and listen to some Jill Scott. That's Jilly from Philly in honor of the Philly Jones that have been through, Ms. La Perla Negra and the former Philly Jones, Ms. VIP.
Beaming all the way down the something else to do.
Damn, girl, don't be frontin' on your girls, for real.
Go ahead, really, get your groove on. Cause tonight my man's coming through.
Oh, word?
Yeah. We gon' have to connect some other time.
And the way we got some mellow tunes, we've got some folks sitting in the queue, but we got a couple folks that want to re-rack. We're going to spin the block, starting back with La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Diva.
Hey, hey, I'm still here.
All right. Now, I know since you're going to spin the block that you're going to come through and bless us with something else here. And I think there's one or two others that want to come back through as well.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do. You know how
Absolutely.
We do. I got a little something for you. Not ain't nothing big. Just a little something quick
okay.
for you.
All right, sis. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Rooted in the Greatness of Love's Restoration. We're gonna love one another till morning comes and seek the sweet salvation from what we've done. Give up resisting one by one, one by one. One to one, the altruistic nature will prevail, but one is unnecessary without the other. I mean, what purpose is served if they can no longer be or even touch each other? Her, rooted in provisions of necessity, keeping the clearing and holding her up. They, created equivalently just as time began and built to withstand the testing of it. One to one. They are the warriors of all that is essential, bonded strong with divine light spark, here to conquer the unnatural. She is Mother Earth, securely wrapped in the arms of Father Time, and she will always be his top priority because she keeps him grounded, stable, and protected. Her wide covering of him is a natural trust. And through his protecting strength of her most precious gift, they will absolutely flourish, blossom, and bloom spectacularly, whilst returning necessary nutrients for the precious process in the continuance of this cycle of life. Masterpiece.
Wow, that was pretty. What brought that piece about?
That was from a picture prompt from a group called The Legendary Ink. And that's just what came to mind. It was such a beautiful picture of a female and a male. They were both connected to the roots of a tree. And he was shielding her. He was kind of over top of her, shielding her. And she had big, beautiful, it looked like an afro, but it was the leaves of the tree with the stems and everything. And she was looking up at him, and they were both beautiful and chocolate. And the ground was looked amazing. It was just a beautiful picture, and that's what just came to mind.
That's a beautiful piece. You absolutely embodied it.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I love to hear you do these kinds of pieces. I love to hear you do any piece because your voice just mesmerizes me. You have such a warm and sensual voice, even in, you know, whatever pieces you do, it just moves me. So I really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way about you. You are an amazing storyteller. That's what I get from you. Yours is not just poems. These are stories that you give us, and you put yourself into them to the point where we expect that from you, because these stories are amazing. Not everybody is a storyteller, okay? You're not just a poet. That's what you give us.
I enjoy telling stories. I really do. I like taking you along and building those pictures in your mind.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I try to give a visual of what I see.
Yeah, and you do. You do. Well, I see a couple other folks that raised their hands again, so I'm going to spin the block on a couple other folks here and see what they got for us. All right. Back until somebody steals your drink.
They better not touch my shit. All right, Diva. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic. We are 39 minutes away from the Blog Talk Lady cutting off your feed if you are online. So 319-527-6300 is the magic number to stay in this thing and check out what we got coming up. Now, since we spun the block on one, now we got a couple other folks coming through. So I see Mr. Lewis Speaks is back. Mr. Lewis Speaks, what you going to do for us this time?
Well. Allow me to paint a picture of it that I had. And this piece is entitled Essence of You. You don't mind if I work?
Go for it.
All right. Let me pop my collar and get to work. Words can't describe the way that you make me feel every time that I see your face. Your eyes can hypnotize the strongest of men. Your femininity stops time every time you walk into a place. You're confident. Your beauty is natural. And to other women, you seem too good to be true. You're the definition of a real woman, and I enjoy the essence of you. If I buy you a house, I have no doubt that you will make it a home, giving it peace and love, making it our safe space. With you, I'm never alone. You're smart and resourceful as you constantly speak life into your man, as you help him achieve his dream. You're always covering him in prayer, knowing that Satan will use anyone to try to get him out of character, to try to get him to fight, cuss, and scream. You're his wife, his woman, and it's something on the side. You have the ability to keep it spicy, all while taking him on a sensual ride. Tasting your sweet nectar is more addictive than cocaine. Her loving is so warm and wet that it drives you insane. She's the kind of woman that'll make a player want to do right, change his life for the better, have a successful business, being smart and even being smart enough to make you his wife, because you're confident. Your beauty is natural, and to other sisters, you seem too good to be true. You are the definition of a real woman, and I enjoy the essence of you. I am Mr. Lewis Speaks. You've just been spoken to. Peace.
Now listen, you will start coming in here and making my temperature rise, okay?
I ain't did nothing. I'm gonna tell you just like the kids in my classroom.
I ain't did nothing.
All right, so what's the inspiration for that piece?
It was a dream that I had.
Okay.
It was a dream that as I saw this dream, I woke up and I had to grab a notepad. What did I see? What did I see? And it inspired this piece. And I wrote this piece actually sitting at my desk. Some of the kids were snoring. Some were listening to Spotify. And I had to remember vividly what it was. And so when I write, I think that I'm a storyteller. So I try to paint a picture, and I want people to see what I see through my words. But I try to have you close your eyes and see exactly what I see. And so there it is.
You are absolutely a storyteller. And it has now inspired me to pull up one of my pieces that tells a story. And I'm going to do what I'm known to do and put this little piece out in the air here. Now, you might want to step back because this one is hot, okay?
Ouch.
I'm going to give you plenty of space, and I'm going to take this mic from you, okay?
Have it.
All right, I'm calling this piece, I Need You to Say My Name. Make me say your name. Pull close to me and whisper to me the things you want to do. Kiss my forehead and rest your hand on my face. Then gather my clothing in your hand that's sitting at the small of my back. Don't say anything. Just claim me. Breathe in my exhale. Make my heartbeat skip till it sinks in time to yours. Then move me to the rhythm only you can hear. Lead me to dance to your tune. Raise my arms to your shoulders so my hands can caress your head as I close my eyes and press my ear to your chest. Then lean your chocolate lips to my ear and speak to me. Graveled whisperings of how I feel in your arms. How my buttercream complexion excites you. The way you needed to touch my skin just to calm your racing thoughts. Then pull me tighter so that I can feel your yearning member as he rises to meet me for the very first time. Tell me how you want to take me. Laid prone on your bed, you above me as you take in the vision of me. Finally here, dressed only in my black Fenty bra and lace panties, your hunger for me barely veiled. I raise my arms above my head and arch my back so that you get a full view. How my breasts ride, my stomach quivers, my hips swirl, legs just barely open, wanting you to touch me. You grasp my treasure full-handed, sliding fingers over lace toward my hidden valley, just to discover no fine mesh between your flanges and my flesh, just a river of nectar and a silver jewel guiding you into my hidden spaces. Vocal moanings ramble from your chest. Everything you thought I was pales in comparison to this. So I open myself to you. As you move to the foot of this bed, you want to see all of me before you take part in my feast. You crawl to me, connecting eye to eye. As you lay at my entrance to paradise, you want me to watch you So I reach, warm small hand caresses smooth cranium, guiding your hunger to partake. Your mouth is crashing waves on my volcanic shore, and I cry out as steam is rising as you devour my heat. I never want this feeling to end, trying hard to maintain as your tongue finds my entry. You inhale my clit, tongue breaking my resolve, and I feel more than hear your groans. Feed on me, I whisper, and it causes you to stretch your mouth to take in all of me. My body finds the rhythm of your dance and joins you on this ride. You want me to lose control, begin to beg me for my release, and I can't resist you. I feel it about to burst and say, yes, my beauty, feed me. And it's more than I can take. My back leaves the mattress as you grip my thighs, and I scream in ecstasy. Body convulses. Nails dig into skull. I push and pull you. It's both too much and everything I needed. Breathing reduces to purrs, and I begin to go limp as I feel your tongue travel from taint to tip of bud, drinking my elixir like Cavassier, then rising to rest on me as you share your shot with me. Kisses are explosive, yet hunger still grows. The mastery of our lip service reignites fires of desire as I feel your manhood settle between my thighs. You ask me, may I? And I coyly comply. Arching your back, you plunge in, causing me to gasp. You lie still, enjoying how it feels to finally be inside me. So I constrict for your full pleasure, making you growl, eyes wide open for fear I'll vanish into fantasy. I sink into the mattress, letting you feel my full grip, stopping just short of your exit. Your head throbs at my entrance, ready to dive back in. Wrapping one leg around your waist, I invite you to take me. Rhythm's dance takes over as you gaze upon me. This is beyond sex. This is communion. Time freezes, the world stands still, and the metronome of our rhythm drives the universe. I feel my flash returning, ready to drown you once again. You ask me to let go, ensuring me that you got me, so I once again release, this time wetting you to your thighs as you grind into my valley, being sure I feel all of you. I beg you to take me. Ride me hard and don't hold back. You rise to your knees, slip your hands around my thighs, and with savage vengeance attack me. This glorious, it's glorious to see you let go. Hot, molten waves of pent-up desires flood me as your eyes roll back and our mingled juices slip down to the bed below us. And I feel the stillness of satisfaction settled in, but you have one more surprise. Slow, stroking, lavish moves down my silken highway, pushing me to ride with you one last time. I completely surrender to your finesse, feeling my legs go numb as my body seeks one more detonation. And as I feel my defeated body push forth another spray, I scream, oh, my damn baby, what are you doing to me? And with a smile of satisfaction, your baritone says, I need you to say my name. I'm Liz. And you've just been serviced. Now, I got one more here that wants to retake this mic. Mr. Joe, the verbal mind dancer, what say you?
All right, let's do this.
All right, I had to lead in strong because I know you get ready to come back with something.
Oh, yeah, you definitely came in strong with that. Yeah, man. That last little scream kind of, yeah, okay.
All right, well, I'm going to let you come through here, and then we're going to finish it out with the hurricane. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Mic is yours.
Someone asked me to pick a love letter. I chose you. It's been a long time since I've expressed myself in this manner. I could call or even tell you face to face. Although in this case, I've chosen to write down my banter. I've been babbling for so long, avoiding enunciating my feelings for you. I've skimmed stones over the waters of your soul, creating ripples. It's time I dove in, creating that perfect splash. A baptismal, if you will. I want to be free and cleansed. The sins of noncommittal need a dismissal. We have opened our pores to heated nights of passion, so much steam we could open a spa. We have come too far. I need you in my life for more than an equal partner. You're an addition that will carry us further, further than that 50-50 getting nowhere quickly kind of stick. I'm talking about 2 a.m. in the emergency room, knowing I have to be up at 6 a.m. kind of stick. I'm talking above and beyond at the crack of dawn, mowing the lawn when the game is on type of stick. This letter is not about what I will do for you. I write this letter to convey what I could say in person, but that means rehearsing. I can't afford to get tongue-tied. So I've applied myself. I'm with pen just inking, thinking of how beautiful you are, thinking how much more full my life would be, how together our cups would run over. I'm not wishing on stars or searching for four-leaf clovers, nor will I toss spilt salt over my shoulder. The luck is over. I've already found you. And if by chance these words may astound you, I'm bound to make a few mistakes, as will you. I have no misconceptions about perfection. Only one fits that bill, and it's with his grace. Our paths is crossed. Without his love, we are all lost. In closing, what I'm proposing is a combined effort to share. I will share my last dime to my final time in this life. I can't fathom anyone other than you by my side. We all begin as strangers. We become what we are by trial and tribulations. Join me as we two small bodies of relations become a nation. Stand by me as we conquer together those life moments of temptation and doubt. I don't possess any clout. I'm a humble man who wants to span the horizon. You will be my sunset and my sunrise, and the point that I'm driving. Our life can be thriving. I survive with thoughts of you. I become more alive just seeing you. When the nightfall comes, I dream of you. Whatever develops between us, I will always respect you. P.S. I love you. Peace.
Listen. All right, so it had to be somebody that inspired that piece.
Yeah. Definitely. It was definitely inspired by someone, for sure.
Well, it was beautiful. I love when you do love poetry.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, love. Well, I'll let you get back to your drink. Maybe you got somebody over there you want to spin around a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring Kimbrella back in here and see if the hurricane can't sweep us off the stage. Hey, sis.
Hey, Queen. Hey, Queen. Loving the show. Peace to all the poets. Y'all came through with some amazing ink. Man, I'm inspired. I'm so inspired to write. I just love what everybody came through. The mood was set. This was a great night.
Well, It's getting ready to get hotter and hotter in here because I know you're getting ready to bring something else that's going to take us out with a bang.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
What if I told you that you are so beautiful? A contradiction to the usual delusional lines that try to find a suitable lie to undress you from your truth. That you are the love song to love song. With lyrics that pierce beneath the epidermis of my arm, with elevated sensations leaking into the flow of my internal streets that keep my vital beat on repeat. Repeat. Other words that slur from your spirit to my ears, summoning my eyes to receive the many shades of you. The glow, it glorifies the royalty of how the sun favors you. Make me rejoice in the greatest love story told on how I was made for you. See, only your precise divine combination of brain waves, warrior veins, and spiritual dialogue over an authentic pulse can record, remaster, and mix a track of strummed chords that play beauty in my pores. You reach the depths of me, freeing me from the captivity of my silent cries. I just want to rub your temples and plant kisses on your third eye that serves electrifying images of exactly why you are so beautiful. God, I can barely contain myself when you walk in a room. I dance from the inside out, submitting to the masterful strokes of your love notes because, see, it's the only time I don't mind being played. I'll find the tune. You're the muse to my widest smiles, and I wonder if you could fight back the tears of joy when you read back the sparkle in my eyes and realize how it spells the essence of you. The rise and fall of your chest, they possess a godly rhythm that rescues me from weariness, delivering me into an exhale that sails the shores of my conviction until every detail of your mind, spirit, and masculine frame retain every syllable as literal and gracious. See, I'm patient enough to be the peace that speaks to your wars, for your wounds. Patient enough to nurture us within a womb of understanding. Patient enough to help quiet the loudest fear, confront the ghost of the tears, and guard your heart and soothe. Faith. Don't be afraid. Just be here. Be present through every sound, root, grandest, even when lies, doubtful eyes, simple minds, and tainted hearts cram to understand it. King, just be. And I will just reflect. But with all due respect, told you that you were so beautiful. Would you allow it to cover you? And would you wear it? Could you just wear it as a permanent part of you? And can I please exclusively be the admirer of the finest work of art that is you? See, you take my breath away, restoring it with more than just lust, more than just the satisfaction of flesh entwined in flesh. See, you undress of the European fabricated whispers that chip away at my work. You undress me of the thoughts that wear my fears on my sleeve. You undress me. I love the image I see just as deeply as your seashores display back to me. Every time your heart beats, I am free. Free to spend every rich moment growing wealthier in love with the beauty that is you. So now that I told you, let the truth mold you into a timeless cadence of sun, moon, and star lit fluorescent script scrolls that oppose a hold on your soul and rest my head upon the greatest love story ever told on how I was made for you. So I can never deny you. And with every sunrise and sunset, I will remind you that you are.
Listen. This what brought that piece about.
Celebration of our kings, you know. We know how this world is designed. We know the lies that this world tells about our black men. And it's up to us as women to come to the forefront and let them know just how beautiful they are. Let them know how envious the world is of how effortlessly beautiful they are. The way they walk, the way they talk, just their presence, just them simply being is beautiful. And they need to know that. So
Absolutely. That's
what I wanted to give them.
Yes, we have to celebrate our kings because they're not seen as kings outside of us.
That's right. That's right.
Every time one of our men leaves the house in the morning, we got to wonder if he's coming back home.
True statement.
Yeah, so we have to celebrate them. Well, listen, I so appreciate you. You have been amazing tonight. And thank you so much for your help on the event page.
Of course, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I'm going to come through as much as I can. And again, shout out to everybody that came through. Oh, my God, I just love being a part of poetry. It's so inspirational. And you never know who's going to inspire you. So I appreciate y'all. And you have a wonderful platform.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, listen. We have exhausted the line. There is no one left to speak. So we are going to get out of here a little bit early. But I appreciate all of you. Every poet has come through. It spit fire. And it has made this show everything that it is. I so appreciate all of you supporting me doing this thing. And remember always to take the lessons in the hits that we take. Life is hard enough. We got to find what's right in the wrong sometimes. I love y'all. I hope to see you all back here 2 weeks from tonight. Definitely come through and support my sister Kimbrella and Keith Eric. When they come on next Friday, they're going to bring through with Renaissance, where you come and spit your shit. Give them what you got, not what you to impress them with, but what you think is your best piece right now. And they will definitely be accepting of whatever you bring through. We're going to give you one more piece of music, and then we're going to get out of here so we can all go and enjoy our Friday night. This is Lisa Lips for the Inkwell here on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Girl,
and trust in me.
Trust,
baby. You're all I want. Hey girl, you're everything I need. Hey babe,
you're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you.